and artificial intelligence.
Compared to the last couple of years, there is more optimism as farmers prepare to plant this year's crop. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
Based at Britton, South Dakota, Full Circle Ag agronomy location manager Joe Gustafson hasn't seen farmer optimism like this in a while. That's even despite coming off record prevent plant acreage in the Marshall County, South Dakota and Sargent County, North Dakota areas.
We had the summer and the fall and so far the winter that we needed to come out of that. And it looks like we're going to get more acres planted this year than we have for a few years. Well, we're welcoming the drought currently to get some of our acres reclaimed. And we have a little bit of soil moisture there. We are concerned, but we really want to get the acres back into production and see what we can do with that. So we're watching the forecast like everyone, and really with our farming practices down here, we are a no-till area. And I think we can handle a little bit of more drought than certain areas.
As farmers prepare for the upcoming growing season, Gustafson says they are always looking for ways to become more efficient. That's why Full Circle Ag offered their second annual Ag Tech Summit held yesterday in Britton.
And what this event is really, it's kind of like the coffee shop of years ago where everybody got together, shared ideas on what's working, what might not be working. And we've done so many things to become more efficient. Now we're talking about using all the data that we have. Everyone has so much data on their farm. How can we use that data and what kind of management decisions are we going to make based on that data? And when you get a lot of good, smart people in a room, you can learn a lot from everyone.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
USDA's National